Welcome to the Marty Sheegold Show podcast for Chemist Warehouse. This Mother's Day, buy your mum a fragrance from the real house of fragrances, Chemist Warehouse.
From the Triple M studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Sheegold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shigsy.
Hey, you can get this on the new listener app if you're searching for that. It's L-I-S-T-N-N-O-E.
Ah.
No-E.
Yeah.
It's the crucial thing.
And you can get Nightify too when the latest show drops.
Would it be the end of the world if you put an E in there? In the modern day sort of universe of Google?
Well, it might not have been available. I was thinking that.
You know, would if you put listener spelled correctly into Google, would not the app come up as an option?
Pretty, I don't know.
Pretty
not sure.
Early in the list.
It's actually missing two E's.
Listener. It is two.
Thanks, two T's.
Yeah, two E's.
Well, two E's himself has chipped in from the cheap seats. So you got a shout out today, Will?
We do. We have one from Nick. Mm. And it was on my list and I forgot to shout him out, but he came back in touch with us.
Mm.
So it's Nick listening from South Gippsland himself. He said, I did pronounce Minion correctly yesterday.
You did?
Oh, no. It was on... when did I bring up Minion?
I can't remember.
Maybe it's a town that someone was from. I can't remember. But anyway...
I vaguely remember it.
The reason Nick originally got in touch with us is because he was listening to the podcast while he was getting a tattoo.
Was
he? Which I thought was interesting.
Yeah, take
and
his
I
mind
asked,
off it.
Can we see the new tat? And he said, yes, here is... a tat of his wife's eye and the outside of a Greek temple. Can you see those?
His wife's eye. Oh.
And they're quite big.
The what, the temple or the... Yeah.
His wife does have quite the large eye.
He's a fan of you, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll love this.
Listen to the podcast as he was getting the tattoos.
Yeah.
Because we asked, are you doing anything interesting as you're listening to the podcast?
And he's getting a tat, so he's responded.
He's responded with a tat of his wife's eye and a Greek temple.
Yes.
May I see it?
I mean, I understand the...
Nice eye.
Give us a look at the Greek temple.
I want to find out what his wife thought about it, so maybe get in touch with us again.
It seems... unusual, doesn't it? Let me put my glasses on and look at this.
It will look totally different when you put your glasses on.
Let me have a look at this woman's eye. I wonder if it looks like her eye. Looks like my old friend Mick's eye.
What colour is the eye?
Do you want, we should ask
skin
for...
skin colour?
Should we ask for a comparison?
Yes.
Of two
can
eyes.
We have a side-by-side eye, please?
We'll have an eye off.
He wasn't in Tism, was he?
Oh, God.
It's a very obscure joke that's coming up later in this podcast.
It'll all make sense. All right, let's start it. This is the Marty Sheegold Show from Triple M.
How far did they go to impress you is the question we're asking. It's the idea of, you know, those early days of dating.
Mm-hmm.
And they really go out of their way to make you feel great about yourself and do nice things. Like the girl I took for a cocktail when I was a teenager.
Yeah, what happened?
At the Rex in Canberra.
Yeah.
And then the man came over and said, that'll be $20. And I was like, I don't have $20.
Oh, you didn't have the money.
I said to her, can you crack the Shiites and just run out of here for me, please? Which she did. And then she was great. And then I said to the bloke, mate, I've had a bit of a dust up and I... He's like, don't worry about it, mate. You just go.
Oh.
I was like, thank you.
He let you off.
So I didn't have any money. Didn't have $20.
Did you get a second date?
More than that.
Oh, God.
A little bit more than that.
That don't impress me.
And if she's remembering, she'll remember what a magic night that was. As I cast my mind back through it as well. Right. Good move, big guy. How did you make that work in a Nissan Pulsar?
A hatch.
You dirty old bird. How's this New Zealand bloke who was jailed for breaking into a zoo and attempting to steal a monkey? He was doing it for his girlfriend as a birthday gift.
What?
John Owen Casford, who was 23 at the time, was in prison for almost 3 years, Jesus, for smashing his way into the squirrel monkey enclosure at Wellington Zoo. The couple were on a date, and John said the squirrel monkey stuck its little paw up on the glass like something out of a movie. And I thought, F, that's what I'm going to get her. I'm going to get her that monkey.
We've got a grab of him just talking how the whole monkey stealing, kidnapping and escape went.
Yes.
I was too scared to stick my arm in there and just reach around, you know. So I like lit the lighter, flick, 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 and I just seen his little eyes looking and grabbed it and shoved it into my bag and then left. I make it to the fence and it's all electrified on the top and I was like, all right, I'll climb that, I'll get to the top and I'll sort of push myself up and jump off to the grass.
So that was the plan?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Yeah, it went real bad, yeah.
I didn't understand a word of that.
No,
but anyway, that's his story, whatever he said. I blew out all my teeth. I broke my leg. I landed on my feet, but the force of it was like headbutting the ground. I sat down and rang the ambulance. They fixed my teeth and put my leg in a cast. What an idiot.
Stand by to...
It's all just a little bit of history.
On this day.
Welcome to May 5.
Today is Cinco de Mayo Day.
Cinco?
Cinco, I think.
You say Cinco, I say Cinco. Literally.
But do
May
you speak
5.
Spanish?
Gee, I'm not. You thought I think of Spanish. Literally, it's May 5, Cinco, commemorating the Mexican Army's victory over the French Empire at the Battle of Puebla on the 5th of May in 1862. And this is, of course, the Mexico National Anthem.
Ah.
Oh, it's a good one.
Yeah.
Makes you stand up straight,
doesn't it? Makes you want to put a sombrero on and neck a couple of tequilas.
I don't think I've ever heard this before.
Neither have I. Because they never win anything at the Olympics.
The Olympics. That's what it is.
Gold medal stats for the Mexicans would be a bit of fun.
That would be interesting.
Way ahead of it.
Yeah.
1906, the first electric tram begins operations in Melbourne with the opening of a service from St Kilda to Brighton.
Oh,
lovely.
People in their cars would have heard that and gone, hell, why is there a tram on the M1?
I'm on the Balti. Well, we have the best tram network in the world here
do.
In Melbourne.
We
the most extensive.
Do.
Mexico... have won 13 golds in their history.
In their history.
They've won 4 since 88.
4. No wonder we haven't heard the Mexican national anthem. What do they traditionally win, the Mexicans?
Event, 3 golds in athletics, 2 in boxing, 2 in taekwondo.
Yeah, boxing. Yeah, they had a boxing guy. I can't remember his name.
Mm.
And athletics. Does it, any deets?
Any more deets? A guy won a gold in Melbourne.
Yeah,
in diving.
56 in diving.
Mm.
Isn't that a bit of a fun fact? 1930, Amy Johnson takes off as the first woman to fly solo from England to Australia. Well done, Amy. 1930 would have been a fairly nerve-wracking flight, I would have thought.
No in-flight catering.
Absolutely not. Just wee where you're sitting, Amy, if that's okay.
No duty free.
Come fly with 1961, me. Alan Shepard becomes the first American to travel into outer space. Shepard. Brisbane's greatest export.
Yeah.
The kids love this one.
Will
1997.
Will loves it.
Yeah, Will loves it. Yeah. He's still dancing away in the corner there.
He walked on the moon later.
Did he?
Yeah.
Shepard.
Alan Shepard.
The band.
Oh. 1997, Married with Children, the final episode on Fox TV.
What a show.
We were only talking about Ed O'Neill the other day and what a career he's had.
Hasn't he ever?
He's had over 20 years of network TV.
Yeah, just
between
wrapped up
this
on.
And what's the one?
Modern Family.
Modern Family.
Yeah.
2018, Childish Gambino releases the music video to the new single, This Is America.
And what a film clip.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Really changed the landscape.
This is America. This is the radio edit.
DC would have put the radio edit in for sure. He's not so sure.
No, I'm going to just turn that off.
And in birthdays, happy birthday to Dipper, who's turning 63 today.
Have a happy birthday.
We're a happy team at home.
That's on this day for May 5.
I wake up with
Marty.
All right, martysheargoldshow.com.au if you would like to be a part of this. Leave us some details. Most importantly, leave us your phone number.
Yes. Without that, we can't call you.
Make sure the number's correct as well, by the way.
We're giving away Darty Sheargold dartboards.
Yes.
Lauren came up with that yesterday. It's my face on a dartboard.
It
it's
is.
A bit of fun.
Yeah.
We'll push through the whole my face thing at some point, but at the moment, people are still into it.
Of course.
It's a dartboard with my face on it. We've given away bar fridges. We've given away the stacks of wax with the stereo and the speakers. We're building the
man cave.
And we haven't had a lot of luck giving away these dartboards. In fact, we haven't given one away since last Monday.
Do you want some stats?
Yes, please.
So we gave away three in a row. Then we've had six in a row unsuccessful, which is our longest streak since the 23rd of February.
Is that right?
Good stats.
Wow.
Good stats. Nine inch.
Nine inch Willy.
That will make sense.
Oh, nine inch Willy.
A little later Willy on. Is not, it's not a good look.
No, it's a good name.
I think it's a good name.
You should be proud of it.
Yeah.
It's good for your brand.
I'd be proud of it.
Me too. we got a phone number here.
Yeah. Let's ring that. Who is it?
It is Philip.
Philip.
In Sky.
Philip lives in Sky. In Sky?
Or at least in Sky
in
right
the
now.
Sky?
In what the is Sky?
Is no, Philip the Sky. Jesus? It's Disney Frankston.
Are we speaking to God?
Are we about to ring the Lord Jesus Christ, our Saviour?
He's Seaford.
Hello.
No, Philip. It's Marty Sheargold from the Marty Sheargold Show. You were supposed to say, I wake up with Marty. Hey, you just sounded like the Count from Sesame Street. Oh, Phil, I was going to give you a dartboard with my face on it. You could have taken pot shots at me for years.
Now I don't know what I'm going to do in my little man cave. I've got nothing to do in there now.
Well, I could give you a couple of tips. We got Nine Inch Willy here who can help you out as well.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M.
Yesterday we were playing one of our little quizzes that we're enjoying at the moment, the Spotify quiz, which is basically Troy gives us the name of a band and then Lauren, Will and I, between ourselves, have to arrive at what that band's most streamed song on Spotify would be.
Yes.
We're just minding our own business. Johnny Cash came up as an artist.
Yeah.
You know, there was discussion around it and we've got a grab of how that discussion sounded.
Yeah, here it is.
I'm going to go off script here.
Okay.
I reckon Hurt, his cover, the Nine Inch Nails cover, Hurt.
No way, man.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Back me in here.
I will not.
I don't think it's going to be one of his original. I think it's going to
be one of his.
I think it's going to be the cover.
That's what happened yesterday.
Yeah. Well, very adamant. And perhaps, you know, I should have seen through what was going on at the time, but I didn't. And then Matt Howe, executive producer, has come in and gone, look, there's been a bit of an issue.
Yeah.
I said, oh, what's that, mate? Thinking it was sales related, as it always is.
That's not true.
We love our clients.
Take it out on me, not sales.
You don't have to tell me, mate. There's no show without sales.
It's more like something like the coffee machine in the office has broken down. That's the big issue.
How bad is it?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Don't tell me it's the dishwasher.
Yeah, no. Not the show fridge.
I am not washing a plate.
I've noticed.
Certainly not at home. Matt said no. Now run us through what happened then.
Well, I got some background information about what's happened. So I got that recommendation to use Johnny Cash from a listener.
Yeah.
And that listener, I didn't realise at the time, had already spoken to Will and given him the tip-off.
Weeks earlier.
No, not weeks earlier, you dirty bird.
The game, we weren't competing. There were no stakes.
No, but
there
were no listeners that were. It was the way that you presented yourself somehow.
Oh, I know Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
The theatre of radio.
No.
The theatre of lying to your friends is what it should have been called. And that's why we're asking the question now on 133353. Did your friend lie to you?
Oh, yeah.
How shameful.
Yeah. Has a friend let you down? Did your friend disappoint you? Did your friend lie to you?
Have you had an interaction with Will where he cheated it?
The phones have gone crazy on that.
133353. Did a friend lie to you? You then tried to come in and suggest that you were going to tell us about it later anyway.
I was going to do it in fact check, but Mark the snitch called back and told Matt.
Yeah.
Don't blame this on the listener.
I thought it was
going to
be fun later on.
No.
And it has been nothing but fun.
It was fun for us, but also bitterly disappointing.
That's okay.
You've got the new nickname now, Nine Inch Willie, which I think sits well with you by all reports.
Sandpaper Will.
Sandpaper Will is another one of yours. Steamboat Willie. Totally unrelated to that story, but still fun.
Marty Sheargold. Now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show.
When Friends Lie, we took a couple of calls off air that were more sort of relationship based and a bit heavy. We might let those go through to the keeper. Yeah. Our live was from Will, Nine Inch Willie, old 2T's himself, Paste from Copy and Paste.
Phil.
Who just let himself down when he suggested he knew that Johnny Cash's biggest streaming song on Spotify in our quiz yesterday, the Spotify quiz, was going to be Johnny Cash's cover of the Nine Inch Nails song.
I thought we'd have a bit of fun with it, and turns out we have.
Now, subsequently, we found out that Will had been told that by a listener a couple of days before.
Lies.
And Will presented it as knowledge he detained himself and breached the trust of the group. Subsequently, we've had a conversation about how to discipline Will without involving HR.
Yeah.
The first conversation was to make him walk through the office. This was Lauren's idea, while we ring a bell behind him saying, shame, shame, shame.
I was up for it.
Shame.
And everyone game, has to chance.
Game of Thrones.
Shame.
Was Nine Inch going to have to be nude for that?
Nah. Maybe.
No.
Shame.
I knocked that one on the head for you. I felt that was a little bit bullying.
Yes. Bit of bullying involved there.
A bit of bullying.
We're not going to do that.
In ringing a bell behind a guy and saying shame, 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 shame. what we have decided is that today we're doing Lauren's little quiz and we're going to start you on negative one. And I think that's fair.
I think that's fair.
Given the way that you've lied to the team.
Yeah, you have to redeem yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. We probably should have been doing that from the get-go, to be honest.
Is there anything you'd like to say to the team?
It was a victimless crime.
Oh! Except for us and our emotions.
Look, I'm sorry.
Oh, that is the first apology I've heard out of his mouth all year.
But I'd do it again.
Now it's time for Lauren's little quiz. It's Cinemasaurus.
Welcome to it.
Not your best opener, that one, Will.
I don't do every opener.
That's not him.
Yeah, all right. This is Lauren's little quiz.
Yes.
Run us through it, mate.
So I read out the title of a movie with every word changed via thesaurus. Yell out the answer if you think you know.
Yep.
Best of five, first to three.
First to three. Yeah. Will is starting on minus one today because of the lying that took place yesterday in the Spotify quiz. The absolute bald face owning of information that you knew you hadn't provided yourself with.
Yeah. Mm.
No way around that, mate. But we're working through it as a team.
He has apologised.
He has apologised, I think we've all accepted that.
Yeah.
There's always a lag after an apology where people still keep going at you. That's what you're experiencing now. The post-apology lag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you feeling, Will?
I'm just learning to deal with it. I think negative one for this will be good.
Yeah.
All right.
You did we'll say good. To me that you're still going to win.
Well, so it is an easy one this
win.
Week.
Oh. Was someone smoking next to you last night?
No. I've had a very slight annoying cold.
Get a test and get out of this room.
It's gone now, so it's too late for everyone.
Are you mad?
Yes. God, don't stand near me.
I can't do this show from home.
No.
Me neither. It was hardly a cold.
All right, what do you got?
So today's edition is movies filmed in Australia because the US show La Brea is currently filming in Melbourne.
Good topic.
And
well done.
Melbourne.
Yes, Bay Street. Question one. Firmly dance hall.
Strictly dancing?
Strictly boring.
Oh, Marty!
Thought you got me.
Yeah. Him too.
No,
that's
got one
word.
For Will.
Strictly
so you're back to zero.
Yeah. Back to zero. So starting at zero.
Nine Inch.
Phil.
Phil, if that's indeed your name.
Yes, that was Strictly Ballroom.
Strictly, what did I say? Dancing.
Strictly Dancing.
I meant Strictly Come Dancing.
That's a, yeah, that's a show, isn't it?
Yeah, that's yeah. A reality show.
I think that's Dancing with the Stars.
It stars in the UK.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's their version.
How awful.
Question two. Joyful Tootsies.
Happy Feet.
Oh.
Yes, that was Happy Feet.
One on the board for you, Will.
Streaking ahead.
With the Penguins.
That's only one to Will, though, isn't it?
Yeah, one to Will.
One to Will.
Well, Marty hasn't got one right yet.
So I'm going to try.
I haven't got one right for weeks.
Come on, Marty.
I don't know if this is my game. I'm good at other games.
Do you know who's like, really good at this game?
Who?
Matt.
Yeah.
Well, why isn't Matt playing?
I think Matt should play Will next
Maybe
week.
Maybe he should feature
next
week.
Week you're playing Will, unless I win today.
Oh, no.
No pressure.
All right. Question three. Assignment Intolerable 2.
Mission Impossible 2.
Oh, of course. It was filmed in Australia.
It was filmed in
Marty,
Sydney.
You need this.
So do Will. Yes, otherwise you've got it, Will.
That was Mission Impossible 2, Kim. Question four. Now, the first two words of this equal the first word of the film.
Okay.
Okay. Canis Lupus Stream.
Wolf Creek.
Oh, wow. God. I didn't even get on the board. Oh, and he was... minus one.
You are on the bench. Matt's doing it next week.
We'll make it minus two.
Marty Shergold, now on Triple M.
A woman has shared a video to TikTok explaining that she unmatched Ben Affleck on the exclusive dating app Raya, which I think is a top-end one.
Yeah, you have to be recommended by, I think, like a few people.
Yeah, right, so it's like a club. It's like, it's like getting on the waiting list at the MCG because she thought it was a fake account. So she unmatched him. Naveen then revealed that Ben took it upon himself. This is Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
To track her down and slide into her DMs with a video message.
Naveen, why did you unmatch me? It's me.
Oh. It was actually him.
Yeah.
And he's just sitting in front of a computer, Zoom style, giving it a bit of, it was me.
Probably
Naveen,
his phone.
Why did you unmatch me? It's me.
It's me.
Naveen.
It's a bit creepy.
Sounds like he'd be Batman.
The bow.
Tim McDonald has a yarn. Here he goes.
Here he goes indeed. Good morning, Tim.
Yeah. Morning, Marty. Morning, Troy. Morning, Lauren. Morning, Matt. Morning, Judas. Now, let's talk about yesterday, Will.
Yes. Oh, we are doing it.
We are talking about it. If you knew, listeners, yesterday it was revealed that Will cheated during the music quiz Spotify for a White Guy.
Correct.
You cheated on an answer, Will.
Yeah. Mm. And you told me off air we weren't going to do this, so now you're a liar.
Well... I mean, it was the perfect crime, Will. I mean, who would have guessed that a 27-year-old knew a Johnny Cash answer? I mean, what a perfect crime that is. Did you hear Paddy McCartan's apology? That's how you apologise with class, mate. You might want to think about doing that after 8 o'clock. But,
yeah, good call. Beautifully said, Tim. Thank you.
But luckily for you, Will, your crime's been bumped overnight by this story.
There's been a bizarre robbery at a butcher shop in Melbourne's southeast. The thief stole hundreds of dollars in cash, but not before raiding the fridges and cooking himself a meal.
Oh.
I mean, it's just great to see Matt Preston out and about, isn't it? You don't hear a lot of him. He broke in, wasn't Matt Preston, he broke into a butcher shop to do some cooking.
Good.
How do we feel? How do we feel about that?
Allegedly.
We must add that.
Absolutely, we have to.
He was there for quite a while.
Prepping ribs for the smoker and popping a Kiev in the microwave.
Oh, God,
he spent
really?
2 hours smoking and marinating meats for a midnight snack before making himself a Milo.
This is something you would do.
Was that you, Marty?
Was this me? I love a chicken Kiev in other news.
In a microwave?
Not in a microwave.
Especially midnight.
No, but God, is there anything better than a good chicken Kiev?
Oh, it's so
you can get it takeaway. You don't need to break into a butcher's and start making it from scratch.
You're not marinating smoking stuff, for God's
sake. That's got to be done overnight. He had to break in the next day to get the benefit out of it.
Yeah. What's going on?
Yeah. So he was reheating a chicken Kiev. He tried putting lamb on to smoke.
Yeah.
He marinated the snake, not a euphemism, apparently.
No. Well, which is unfortunate. I would rather see that still.
I mean, he would have needed to have broken into an Anytime Fitness after that, because that is a lot of meat.
Yeah.
I mean, the crime was bad, but not as bad as the puns that the news outlets went with reporting on the story.
The stakes were high after a high-stakes robbery. The intruder butchered the execution, thought he was a cut above the rest.
Made a huge mistake.
Risked it for the brisket.
Hoped a snag
will be beefed up.
Beefing up his...
But his victims have no beef.
It was a fair roasting, wasn't it?
Oh, I mean, wow.
That's ordinary stuff, isn't it?
Why do they do
that's
that?
A lot.
Why don't they do that? Haven't we suffered enough?
God, they're just lowering their flag, aren't they? It's news. It's not a sketch show. Holy hell.
But look, not only did he break in to do all this cooking, he broke into the till.
Pocketing $410 before making his great escape.
Now, stealing $400 for 2 hours' worth of smoking, marinating, lamb preparation, I mean, he's underpaid himself for the work that he did.
Might have been George Colin Barr.
Yeah, that's right. He's underpaid himself. And look, when we say his great escape...
Yeah.
Slid out the back door.
I mean, hardly a great escape.
Yeah.
I mean, by the way, when you spend hours eating chicken Kiev, smoked lamb and Milo, there'll be plenty sliding out the back door, if you know what I mean.
The Marty Sheargold Show, Triple M.
From Have You Been Paying Attention, Tim McDonald with us this morning.
Great to be here, guys. Of course, Mother's Day is fast approaching.
Yes.
Marty, it's on Sunday, meeting kids. You've only got 3 more days before you have to start thinking about your presents. So
yeah, that's right.
Get thinking on that. We're talking worst Mother's Day presents. Did you give any terrible presents, Marty?
I have a wonderful, wonderful mother who understands that hampers are great and they just lob up on her doorstep.
No thought going into that at all.
Well, I have to jump online.
There's a bit of work involved there.
Friends close to me jump online.
Thank you, Lauren. Look, I'm a traditionalist. Nothing says thank you for years of selfless dedication, support and love like a $5 cherry right from the servo off the road, by the way. But by far the worst Mother's Day gift would have to be this one. This is Tim Kelly, former Geelong footballer, now with the West Coast Eagles. He's being asked what he and the kids got their mum for Mother's Day.
Did the boys get mum something today?
Yeah, they did. Got a little, she can go true to herself, got some... laser hair removal treatments, a couple of sessions there.
Laser hair removal.
Wow, that is a very suggestive gift.
Nothing says I love you, Mum, like, let's burn a part of you off permanently. Before I go, a lot of big news flying around. The Indian Premier League in the news. Overnight it was cancelled after several players came into contact with David Warner. So that that is no good. And, of course, this Sunday is Mother's Day.
Yes.
So combining those two, it's time for a brand new game. Is it a player or a perfume? Player or perfume? I'll give you a name, Marty. Play along at home. Is it a cricketer playing in the IPL or a celebrity fragrance perfect for Mother's Day?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How are you with your fragrances?
Wonderful. We've just had Mario in from Chemist Warehouse.
Yes, we know all about fragrances.
And we just really went through some fragrances.
Yeah. Any chance you could wear one? No. We don't. No, you're smelling lovely today, Marty. Let's get on with the game. Baby. Is it Britney Spears' fragrance, capturing her romantic, independent and mischievous spirit? Or is it Sachin Baby, left-handed opening batsman for Bangalore? Baby.
Surely it's not an Indian bloke called Baby.
No.
But it could be one of those ones that's spelt funny.
It is spelt B-A-B-Y, if that helps.
Yes. Well, then it has to be a fragrance.
Incorrect.
Sachin Baby.
Sachin Baby?
Named after Sachin Tendulkar.
How ridiculous. Have you ever heard anything more ridiculous?
None on the board.
We need, not as always.
Not a good morning.
We need.
I cannot win a game.
We need Will in here. Let's see if you can get this one.
Yeah, all right.
Benedict.
Yeah.
Is it Pope Benedict's custom cologne mixing hints of lime, verbena and grass, or...
grass.
Rakim Benedict, West Indian big-hitting all-rounder and part-time DJ.
I'll go West Indian cricketer.
What makes you say that?
Because grass won't be in a fragrance.
It is. No, that was wrong.
Oh, that was wrong!
That's Pope Benedict's fragrance.
Are you joking?
No. I mean,
Run me through the ingredients of Pope Benedict's fragrance.
Lime, verbena, and grass.
And grass?
Now, bear in mind, most priests wear capsicum spray as a fragrance, but Pope Benedict's...
Certainly the people around them, am
I
right, guys?
Lime, verbena, and grass. You're none from two, Marty.
Oh, wow.
Ludicrous.
Aurora. Is it a rumoured new scent from Chappelle Corby, said to be named after an inmate she bonded with in Bali, or Vibhav Aurora, right arm fast bowler, taking a hat-trick on his first-class debut.
I feel like I would have been across a hat-trick on debut.
In Indian first-class cricket.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm across it.
You're all over it.
And didn't, when Mario was in from Chemist Warehouse, didn't he mention the Corbies? Or have I made that up?
I don't recall that part of the conversation.
Mm. Well, there was a lot going on that morning.
What's your answer?
Is it Chappelle Corby's fragrance or a right-arm fast bowler from India?
It's a right-arm fast bowler from India.
Yeah, he's got that.
Oh!
Well done. Well done. Well done. I would like to see a Chappelle Corby fragrance,
mind
you.
So would
I. Yeah.
Karoba Khan. The trapdoor. Call it the trapdoor. You can only buy it if you reach up into the jeans and pull it out.
I mean...
Old school.
I mean, Chappelle's fragrance, it'd be really light. You wouldn't know you had it on you.
But it is presented to you in a boogie bag.
Yes, that's right, traditionally.
Oh, how's all this wrapping?
Amazing.
Harajuku, Marty. Ooh, okay. Harajuku.
No need to swear.
Gwen Stefani's discontinued fragrance featuring notes of coconut and vanilla. Or Udhava Harajuku, left-arm Chinaman bowler for the Rajasthan Royals.
Mm, left-arm Chinaman. I'm not sure we're allowed to say that anymore.
Left-arm Oriental bowler.
Just left-armer.
Let's go with that.
Moving it the other way.
Is it Gwen Stefani's discontinued fragrance or Udhava Harajuku?
It's Gwen Stefani's discontinued fragrance. I'm on the board again.
It certainly is. Well done, Marty. Well done, Marty. So you're two out of four so far. Yeah. Let's see if we can bring this home. Mystique. Is it Michael Jackson's fragrance for women featuring notes of lemon and wildflowers or Akash Mystique, 19-year-old Indian all-rounder from the Kolkata Knight Riders?
Surely to God, Michael Jackson doesn't have a fragrance for women. Why are you laughing?
Lauren's wearing it right now.
I'll go the cricketer.
Incorrect.
Oh, no!
Michael
no!
Jackson's fragrance with subtle hints of lemon, wildflowers and propofol, which is, I'm not sure that that's quite right. Perfect for Mother's Day.
Tim McDonald, well thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M. The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M.
We are here for Chemist Warehouse. You can find big brands and even bigger savings at Chemist Warehouse. There's over 450 stores around the country. Lowest prices guaranteed as well. In fact, if you find a cheaper price on the same item at another Australian retail store, they will match it and give you 10% off the difference.
That's how they roll.
That is how they roll.
You're never short of ideas when you go to Chemist Warehouse.
Absolutely.
There's sticky notes everywhere.
Yep. Yes.
Letting you know what's on offer.
Yeah.
I can't leave without Eno.
No. Yeah.
And Metamucil.
And Metamucil.
They're my two go-tos.
All bases covered.
All bases covered. Going in and coming out.
Oh. But you should go to Chemist Warehouse for Mother's Day.
Yes. Maybe your mum needs
this
Metamucil.
Weekend.
You live with an older
well,
woman.
Well, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, but you want to buy fragrance for mum as well.
Yeah, no, you want fragrance.
Yeah.
You can't buy everyone Metamucil.
Not at all.
Maybe give her a guess.
Femme. Or Dolce & Gabbana.
And then just
women.
Sneaky wrap so she thinks she's getting something else.
Yeah.
And it's Metamucil.
You get it all.
Got you, Mum. Got you the fragrance, but I got you Metamucil as well. Eat it, literally.
You can get it all at Chemist Warehouse.
Yeah. Have a prank with your mum. She'll love it. Mums are pretty good fun. Obviously, I'm joking. They're always angry, aren't they? Who's your school famous for is the question we're asking now. Who's your school famous for? My school in Canberra, which is also famous for Alex Bryant going through.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, many years after me, Triple M
many
and the Marty
years.
Shigold Show's own Alex Bryant, who reads our news.
Yeah.
Her and I went to the same school.
Yeah.
Along with, you might have heard of Nick Kyrgios.
Oh, he went to your school
as
well.
Yes. You know.
Yeah.
I mean,
would have been probably a similar time that Alex was there, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. No, he'd be younger than her. He'd only be mid-20s, wouldn't he?
Yeah, I reckon he's 26, as a guess.
Anyway, we're talking about this because yesterday the Herald Sun put together the best 22 AFL players that have attended Xavier College in Melbourne over the past 50 years. And it is unbelievable reading.
Big list.
I'm not going through it all.
No.
Dan Hannanbury, Josh Kennedy. I mean, an absolute legend and gun. Bailey Smith. Michael Green, Luke Ball, Job Watson, Robbie Tarrant, one of my favourites, obviously, North man. 12 premiership flags, 11 All-Australians and 3 AFL club captains have come out of that school.
Unbelievable.
What a list.
Yeah.
Team of the Century member Michael Green, Sydney co-captain Josh Kennedy, Job Watson headline the list. It goes on and on. 2 state governors, 2 deputy prime ministers. Why? How come we haven't got names for these guys?
Bill Shorten as well.
Bill Shorten, 1 state premier, 2 deputy premiers, numerous Supreme Court justices, all for $180,000 a year. I mean, it seems good value when you say it like that. Good morning, Dominic.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Wonderful. Who'd you go to school with?
So Belmont High School in Geelong, Chrissy Amphlett.
Oh, gee, that is a good get. Did you know Chrissy yourself, Dominic?
No. So I was probably starting when she, when I say I went to school with her, she hardly ever attended school.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, she did like to hop on the local bus stand at Torquay.
Busy making
the
music.
The School of Life. Yeah. Well said, Dominic. Just partaking in the School of Life.
Yes.
Well, there's good an argument there to be made, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely.
The School of Life serve you better.
Totally. Ian in Mount Martha.
Hi, guys. I actually went to Belmont High School in Geelong as well.
Yes. Oh, my God. What are the chances of that?
That's right. And with Chrissy Amphlett, I was in her same year.
No way. Did you know she went to Torquay all the time, Ian?
I did. I was actually her sort of boyfriend in grade 6.
Were you?
Yeah.
How wonderful.
She sort of outgrew me very quickly. Also, Dennis Walter was in the same year.
As
Chrissy Amphlett. So we had the polar opposites in the music world, I think.
You could not get more opposite than Chrissy Amphlett and Dennis Walter.
I reckon. Let's go to Ben in Anglesey. Someone who was famous who you went to school with?
Yeah, I went to school with Brad Pitt.
Oh, you did not, Ben.
Yeah, Rosebud Secondary College.
Which Brad Pitt, Ben?
Brad Pitt, Australian boxer, Commonwealth gold medalist.
Oh, right. So a famous Brad Pitt, but not the famous Brad Pitt.
Yeah, well, he's famous to me.
Yeah, no, mate, I'm not angry.
Mike in Cranbourne.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, I went to Mazenod Secondary College in Mulgrave.
Yeah.
And, we had the rock band Chisholm. They went to Mazenod College.
Yeah. Chisholm.
And, Chisholm.
Do you mean Tism?
Yeah.
Yeah, Chisholm.
Yeah, because it says Chisholm on my screen.
It's Tism.
Oh, right.
Which is not.
No, yeah.
Yeah, which is not your issue. But when someone's saying the word Tism to you, and you're reading the word Chisholm.
Matt is blushing.
Well, so he should be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know one of the blokes from Tism. Who do you know, Mike?
I don't know. The band went there, though. They were older than I was.
Right, and, okay.
Also, Tom Steinfurt from A Current Affair and his news reporter went there. And
Channel
his brother's
9.
Carl.
Yeah.
Yep. And his brother's an ex-football player for Geelong.
Yep.
And also, Matty Boyd from the Bulldogs was in my year level.
Jesus, wow. Mike, you know everyone.
Dave Grohl.
Yeah. Hang on. Now, don't just start reeling people off. Do you know the band Chisholm, Mike?
Chisholm?
No, you don't, Mike, because there is no such thing as a band called Chisholm.
It's Tism.
Jesus Christ.
Right. Okay, glad we sorted that out. Bruce in Cranbourne.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Bruce.
I know 2 guys out of Tism as well, but we won't talk about that.
Good stuff, Bruce.
I went to school with Mick Malloy.
Yeah, or with our very own, Triple M's very own Mick Malloy.
Mick Malloy and the Dattos.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember...
And Stuart Lowe.
Do you remember Troy Ellis being at your school, Bruce?
Troy Ellis, no.
I'm probably a couple of years younger than you, Bruce. Yeah. Obviously, we went to the same school. Peter Mitchell, too, from Channel 7.
There were so many guys come out of that school.
So, James Ryan?
Peninsula,
Mount Eliza. Yeah, good school.
Good school. Good people. Jeez, it's punched some people through.
Yeah.
The Morleys went there, didn't
they? Yes, the Morleys as well.
People won't know the Morleys. We just know the Morleys.
We do. Lewis in Eaglemont.
Yes, how you going, guys?
Good, Lewis. Who'd you go to school with?
Some bloke called Phil Rudd.
Phil Rudd, who had a bit of a wobble there quite recently, Lewis. You would have followed. He was the AC/DC drummer.
Oh, yeah. But no, we would go to Banyule High School back in the day.
Yeah.
And one of the guys in the band I played reckons apparently Phil Rudd bombed out in Form 4.
Yeah.
And decided that to hell with his school bit, I'll just go and play drums. And there you go.
Worked out
also,
for him.
A couple of brothers, Mark Seymour and Nick Seymour.
Oh, my
collectors
God.
Proud of house.
It says on my screen, Michael and Nick Seymour. But you're absolutely right. It was Mark. What is wrong with you guys?
We're having some issues here this morning, guys. Lewis.
No, Lewis, that's great. You're doing wonderfully. It's the guys that work on the show that are being terrible.
I'll leave you guys to sort that out.
Thank you, Lewis. I will. Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Stand by to... Oh, just a little
bit of history. On this day.
May 5.
May 5. Yeah. On this day. 1906. No, done that. 1494. Christopher Columbus lands on the island of Jamaica and claims it for Spain.
I'd love to go to Jamaica, wouldn't that
so
be
great? Yeah.
Especially this time of the year. Buffalo
soldier. Drink rum.
Yeah.
Let's do a team trip to Jamaica.
Try whatever ganja is. See what that's like. Rum and ganja.
Ganja.
1921 perfume Chanel No. 5 released by fashion designer Coco Chanel.
Mambo No. 5.
Oh, good song. Jump up and down.
Move it all around. Remember this?
Of course you do.
1962, West Side Story soundtrack album goes number one and stays number one for 54 weeks. Okay, by me in America. Which at the time was more than 20 weeks longer than any other album.
Amazing effort.
Great show.
Great
Haven't
soundtrack.
They just made a film of this?
They are. It is coming out soon.
Spielberg. Who is it?
Spielberg
is it?
Yeah.
I have my own washing machine.
That sounds like you, Lauren.
I have my own washing machine.
1979, Kevin Sheedy played his 250th and last game for the Tigers.
79.
Wow.
On this day. We're from Tigerland. In anywhere
there you will see us with a grin. 2017, Anna Wintour, the editor of US Vogue, is made a dame. By Queen Elizabeth.
I did not know that.
I did not know that.
Dame Anna Wintour.
Wintour. Yes, I thought it was winter for so many years.
I'm a bit conflicted by that, by Anna Wintour.
Have you watched the documentary on her?
Yes.
I didn't know much about her, and then that was fascinating.
She's no doubt fascinating, no doubt. I just... I've never been a fan of glossy magazines.
Not great at smiling.
I've never been a fan of the way that...
But it's not a gossip magazine, though.
No, glossy.
No, I know, but, like, it's more of a high fashion thing.
But high fashion is the issue for me and the way the women are treated within that world.
Yes.
Is she the inspiration for Devil Wears Prada?
Yes.
That movie.
I just don't like it.
I don't like it.
I just don't like
Sounds
it.
Sounds like someone else.
I just don't like it. Adele's finally in her 30s. She's 33.
Been in her 30s for 3 years.
She's been in her 30s for 3 years.
Finally.
Her
30s.
Finally.
She's finally in her 30s.
30.
She's 33 today.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. And Napoleon died on this day in 1821.
Big ABBA fan.
Big ABBA fan. Same height as David Warner, I believe.
Hello there. This is Father Marty's Fess Hole.
We are doing this for Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrance this Mother's Day.
Yes.
Check out Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Wonderful people.
Sure
40-year business. You know what I love about Chemist Warehouse? You're never in any doubt about what's on offer.
Oh, no.
There are signs freaking everywhere when you walk into a Chemist Warehouse.
There are.
Like little Chemist Warehouse post-it notes.
Yeah.
Don't forget the toothpaste.
Don't forget the protein bar. I always go for those.
All of that.
Yeah.
Always buy an Eno as well. You never know. You never know when you're going to have an upset tum.
some Metamucil too.
I've got it all worked out. We are taking your confessions, stuff that you've wanted to unburden yourself with over the journey, something you've wanted to tell your mum, and then your mum goes into the draw to win a $2,500 day spa package.
Yeah, if you want to be a part of this, martyshegoldshow.com.au, and for your troubles each morning, a $250 voucher.
That's yours.
Up from Chemist Warehouse.
Take that. That's for your mum. So far this week, we've spoken to Mark from Mount Eliza, and yesterday we spoke to Beck from Officer. This morning on the line, we've got Melanie from Heidelberg. Good morning, Melanie.
Hello.
How are you, mate?
I'm not bad, thanks. How are you?
You sound a little bit nervous.
I am.
Are you nervous because you're on the radio, or nervous because you're having to tell your mum, Bronwyn, something that you should have told her years ago?
Probably a bit of both.
A bit of both. Is Bronwyn there?
I am.
Good morning, Bronwyn. How are you?
I'm good. I'm eager to find out what she's going to confess.
Was Melanie a good kid growing up?
She was a wonderful, wonderful daughter. You couldn't ask for anything better.
How lovely. So, how lovely, Bronwyn. Well, I fear you may be about to be disappointed in Melanie, so I'm gonna stay out of it and let you two guys just go through this yourselves. It's a confession of sorts. So, Melanie, over to you. Please explain to Bronwyn why we're all here.
So, Mum, you know the Christmas turkey that you trusted me with?
Oh, yes.
the same turkey that ended up being the centrepiece of the Christmas table last year, I should say.
Yes.
Well,
what was wrong with it? It's beautiful.
When I got it out of the oven to serve, I was worried it looked a little bit dry, so I tried to fix it with spraying it with what I thought was some canola oil, which was on the bench. But unfortunately, there was also a can of fly spray on the bench too. And I accidentally mixed them up and sprayed our turkey with fly spray.
What?
But don't worry, don't worry.
What do you mean?
I gave it a quick rinse and heated it up again, and then I served it. And
there was a lot of gravy and cranberry sauce off it.
There was.
Bronwyn, are you disappointed?
Yes.
Well, you're in the running. You never know. You might be going to a day spa at the end of the week. Stay tuned and find out.
Good luck. She owes me.
She owes you. Well, she certainly does. Fly spraying the turkey. Melanie, it's a no from us.
Oh, no. A no from Mum.
Have a lovely day, ladies.
Thank you. You too. Thanks.
If you want to be a part of it, jump on martyshegoldshow.com.au.
Slow News Day featuring 2T's very own Matt Damon. Will, as it turns out, I didn't know was one of the great Matt Damon fans.
Apparently I'm the only person that likes Matt Damon.
Well, it's just, he's a bit, what's the word?
Good.
White bread.
Oh, yeah.
He's real. Naff is another word for Matt Damon.
Yep.
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon. He was the talk of Dugong last week when he dropped into a local cafe for some coffee. This is a pretty slow news day if we're getting an update on Matt Damon having a cup of coffee in Dugong.
Is it Dugong? Is that how it's pronounced?
I'm pretty sure it's Dugong.
I thought that was an animal.
Yes. That's a Dugong.
That's a Dugong. The old, you know, the sort of seaweed.
Yes.
Good from you. Matt ducked into the long track pantry last. Ooh! Oh, this is boring.
The Marty Shegold Show. Triple M. The Marty Shegold Show. Triple M.
I just want to get the facts.
I want the facts.
I'll give you the facts.
Fact checked.
And double checked.
Oh, this is really, really fast.
Loz, what do you got for us, the mistakes?
I have a couple of little ones.
Okay.
I mean, we've addressed a few of them on air.
Yeah, we have.
Matt's little Tism Chism.
Yeah, Tism and Chism was not your best moment, or indeed Michael Seymour.
Yeah, that was Will.
One of the Seymour brothers.
On this day in 1930, Amy Johnson takes off, first woman to fly solo from England to Australia. Do you want to know a bit more about her?
I'd love to know more about Amy Johnson.
So she was a pioneering English pilot. Mm. She would fly solo with her husband, Jim Mollison.
Mm.
She said,
I think I went to school with him.
Hang on, if she's flying solo, she's not doing it with him.
Or with her husband. She set many long-distance records during the 30s. She flew in the Second World War as part of the Air Transport Auxiliary. But on January 5, 41, she went off course.
No.
She ran out of fuel, bailed out of her aircraft and crashed into some water. Yeah. A convoy of wartime vessels saw her parachute coming down, saw her alive in the water. She was calling for help. Conditions were poor and she vanished under a boat and was never found.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Horrific stuff.
That is.
Gosh. That was the risk of flying in those days. A lot of people died.
Yeah.
Amelia Earhart. But where are you? Where are you?
Yeah, I know.
Never found it.
Yeah, I know.
Or the plane, did they?
No.
She could be listening now if you are. G'day.
Oh, she'll be on. Hi, Amelia.
Definitely listening on the podcast.
She's a podcast. She's a listener fan. Can we stop doing jokes about it, please?
Okay, sorry, Marty. Well, you said that Napoleon Dynamite.
Great movie.
Yeah.
Different thing to what you
want
to talk about.
Bonaparte.
Yeah.
Was famously the same height as David Warner.
Yeah.
When Napoleon was 5'6 and David's 5'7.
Oh, so very close. So close.
A couple of centimetres between them. The town that Matt Damon had a cup of coffee in, what did you call it?
Dugong.
I believe it's Dugion.
Dugion.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think it is. Dugion.
Matt Damon.
Well, I think it is.
Dugion. Man, maybe it is Dugion.
Yeah. Dugion. Anyway.
It's in New South Wales. It's in that sort of area of the world that I loosely grew up in.
Could have
sworn it was Dugong. Dugion.
Well, if anyone's podcasting from Dugion,
let us know. Yeah.
All right. Enjoy the day. It looks a fantastic one outside.
It does.
Look at that.
I can't wait to get out there and go back to bed.
Thanks for listening to the Marty Shergold Show podcast. For Chemist Warehouse, this Mother's Day, buy your mum a fragrance from the real house of fragrances, Chemist Warehouse.